Good afternoon. I would like to thank Mr. Lurie, Harry Roseman, Dan Smolenski, Coach Doug Peterson, just for this great opportunity to be able to play for a great organization. I also would like to thank Buffalo Bills for every opportunity they gave me by drafting me. And pretty much just thankful for being here and ready to get it rolling and get started on this next journey that I have for my career.
What made the Eagles the right fit for you
here? Definitely the scheme. Jim Schwartz's scheme. I feel like it fits my style of play very well. Being an aggressive linebacker, attacking, pretty much just knowing his scheme and playing football to my best ability. He pretty much just let me play free and be aggressive and just tough-nosed player. Going to be able to do a lot of things in his defense, that's for sure.
Do you think the strong side, that's where you played in 2014, correct? And do you think that's where you played for them?
I've actually played both, strong side and weak side. I feel like I can play either. I'm a real versatile linebacker. So pretty much just wherever he wants me to play, whatever, however I fit in this scheme, with the personnel and everything like that we're getting, and I'm sure we're not done getting more personnel. So pretty much just see how it goes from the scheme and where they want me to play, and I'm going to compete and do a tremendous job.
When you played strong side for him in 2014, did you cover tight ends?
Yes. Cover tight ends a lot. Pretty much majority of the time I was covering tight ends, being able to use my speed, getting my hands on them on their releases, trying to keep them on the line and pretty much just be a lockdown linebacker.
We heard from now you and Ron and Leotis and all of you guys have said you really enjoyed playing in Jim Schwartz's defense. Was that kind of the consensus in that locker room that most of the defensive guys enjoyed that scheme, and if so, why?
That was one of the main things. That scheme was it's great. It's a great scheme to be in because you really get to use all your strengths as a player. And he knows that. He utilizes all your strengths from each player on the defense. And so with that being said, it was pretty much just like, everybody was able to have fun and be able to play because the scheme was more so simple and not so complex to where you can really communicate, even when on road games, when it's loud and stuff like that. You can communicate and be able to just go out there and play football and work with your teammates, and you know their chemistry and what they want to do.
You had over 100 tackles in the 2014 season. That's almost double than the other seasons that you had. Were there more restrictions, or what were the responsibilities comparing contrast to under Schwartz compared to the other 3 years?
Well, the other 3 years was actually kind of different for me. For my situation that was the first year I actually almost played a whole season, I actually didn't even play the whole season that season. I was hurt 2 games that season. And then last year I was hurt like 5 games. So for me, that was the most complete season I had because I felt like that's the season I finished as a starter. So I think that's where some people feel like my stats dropped off, but at the same time, I was injured. So I wasn't playing, I wasn't on the field. So obviously my stats wouldn't be the same. But honestly, me as a player, I felt like this scheme fits me perfectly. I feel like I can go out there and get just as many tackles again in the same scheme. So,
in that offseason before the 2014 season, how did your role change after Kiko got hurt?
When Kiko got hurt, it was kind of like we were competing anyways even before that. We was competing before that. And the battle was going back and forth. We're both great players, tremendous athletes. But for me, my style is a little different. I'm a little more aggressive. I feel like I'm a lot more aggressive as a defensive player, as a linebacker. My coverage ability is pretty well. So it's pretty much just one of those things where this scheme utilizes all of that. My blitzing ability also. I was able to get sacks and everything. So, I mean, I feel like this scheme for me is just complete for my style of play. I feel like my style of play will fit this city pretty well with the toughness and my mentality, work hard, everything like that. So I feel like this scheme is just perfect for me as a player. That's why I chose to come here.
Did Kiko's trade or the trade of Kiko, did that factor into your decision to come here knowing there's an open linebacker spot there?
Obviously it has some play. It has some play. I mean, obviously that was a open spot. But I felt like what really brought me here was being able to be up under Coach Schwartz again, and being in his scheme and just knowing the way he calls the defense and what he wants to do as a coordinator and how he wants to attack offenses. I felt like that was one of the things that I like doing, and I had fun doing it, and I know it's going to be fun here. So.
Did you have any other offers?
Yeah. I had Cleveland. The Bills was in the mix, but then they backed out. And I had a couple other teams, the Rams. But, yeah, I mean, none of that matters now. I'm an Eagle. So.
Was Philly a target for you because of Schwartz going into the free agent process?
Probably more so, yeah. I'm pretty sure that was one of the reasons I played well in his scheme. And I'm pretty sure they went on tape and seen what I done in his scheme and pretty much liked it. I also had the opportunity to play against Coach Peterson when he was in Kansas City. And so I felt like that also probably had to come into play too. By him also seeing me able to play in that 2014 season when I was with Schwartz and we played Kansas City. It was a lot that factored into it, I feel like.
Jim Mahomes was only in Buffalo for 1 year, but you know, we've seen now three players from that team follow him, and it seemed like he had that group playing hard for him. What is it about him that gets the players motivated?
He's a straightforward guy. He's going to tell you what's real, and he's going to let you know what we have to do to get the job done to win games. That's one of the things I feel like players like that. He's a player's coach. Players like that. We like coaches to be straightforward with us and honest. So I feel like that's how he won us over at Buffalo. He was real honest about everything, and we put it all on the line for him. And that's the type of coach you want to play for.
What type of linebacker does it take to be successful behind a wide nine?
I feel like an aggressive linebacker. You gotta have the ability to use your speed and attack, being able to shoot gaps and everything like that. The front is obviously we have a great defensive line here, and I feel like they're going to be able to attack. And I mean, the offensive line is going to have to do something about it. I mean, they're going to have to double those guys. So as a linebacker, you might be free a lot to be able to just use your speed, be able to shoot gaps, and be able to make a lot of tackles for loss.
You see yourself also coming to help teach the scheme as well to a lot of guys who are not familiar with it?
Oh, most definitely. Obviously I know the scheme, know the terminology, and I believe that's one of the reasons why they brought me in, to be able to help the other guys learn it, keep the pace going quick, you know. Just pretty much keep everybody up to date with the terminology and being on the same page and get us all on the same page as quick as possible so we can go win games.
Talking about you yesterday, Doug Peterson said you also bring special teams value. What's your background on special teams?
I actually played pretty much all special teams throughout my career. When I started starting, they took it down to like one or two special teams. But early on, I played all four, and then last year, I was still on punt team as well as a starter.
As soon as you heard Jim Schwartz put the job here, did you start thinking that you'd have a chance to end up here?
Almost definitely. I knew it was a possibility. Because it was somebody I was familiar with, a coach who was familiar with my style of play, and felt like I fit the scheme pretty well. So I knew it was a possibility that I could end up here.
You're the first one I joined.
That's amazing. Hopefully I'm a great one.